Support for Two Beards Please is provided by Turnhall Financial Group. In order to better represent their reach to a wider range of communities, Cedarburg Associates has changed its name, but still sees money as a tool, rather than a goal, for serving God, family, and community. Find out more by contacting Turnhall Financial Group at 262-421-5467, or by emailing Turnhall Financial Group, that's T-U-R-N-H-A-L-L, Financial Group, at thriven.com.
Hi, I'm Nate.
And I'm Andrew.
Welcome to our show, Two Beards Please. We are two Wisconsin guys with houses full of women.
Which sounded better when we were in our 20s.
We're both married with two daughters each, and we'll be getting together to talk about life, tell stories, and try to make each other laugh.
And hopefully, you too.
Hello and welcome to this episode of Two Beards Please. We are on to episode 66.
Yeah, it's the Route 66 episode. Well, why are we not in a car?
It kind of is. We're actually talking about bucket lists today.
I know, we should be in a car on Route 66.
That is true. We should
on a road trip.
Because
let's skip this one. Let's call this one episode 67, and we'll save episode 66 for our road trip.
Well, I think this is actually pretty apropos here, because one of my bucket
good,
lists...
Big word.
The top of my bucket list is that Route 66 road trip, and preferably in a classic car. I would like to get something like a...
We need to get something big, like a Cadillac.
Right,
then.
A Cadillac, or like a big 57 Chevy with the big fins on the back. Or
I'm not going to sit on the bucket seat with you, because...
No, that would...
Or on the bench seat, I'm sorry, the bench seat. I'm not going to sit on the bench seat with you, Nate. I'm not sliding over closer to have you put your arm around me.
Again, like I said, that's top of my list. That's something that I think is doable, maybe even within the next few years. I don't know if I'm going to get the cult classic car component with it.
I mean, I'll just go in my regular car if you want.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah. Perfect.
Much more comfortable.
All right. Probably. So what's on your bucket list?
You and I had talked about this because you, again, have encouraged me to prepare for the show.
Yeah, kind of last minute. We didn't really...
Of course, which I really didn't do very much of, but that's normal. But I never really had, like, bucket list type stuff. When I was younger, I guess I sort of did, but it was more like, you know, life goals or whatever. So I always wanted to have, you know, thinking ahead to when I would get a house or, you know, that kind of stuff. Like,
yeah.
I always wanted to have my office, like, off of the bedroom instead of a whole separate room. And, you know, so then when I built this house, that's what I did. Or I can remember, like, always wanting to go see a Formula One race, and I was able to do that at one point. So it was, you know, that kind of stuff was always, there was just these, you know, weird, like, little sort of back-of-the-mind thoughts or dreams, I guess you could call them.
Yeah.
And a lot of that stuff has been accomplished, I guess, right?
I would say that is the definition of a bucket list.
That's bucket list? Okay.
Isn't formalized, but it's definitely along those
lines. Like my mom now, so my mom, her goal before she turns 80 is to visit all 50 states.
That's on my list.
Right?
Yep.
So I think she's down to like four or five states left, and she's got it all planned out.
That's awesome.
I never really thought about that kind of stuff, I guess. I never, you know, if I want to do something, I usually end up figuring out how to do it. And I guess I've never really thought about huge... Bucket, like when I think bucket list, I think of like a trip to Europe or something.
Yeah,
right?
No, I've got a couple of those on my list too. Yeah.
You know, I guess I never really, and maybe this is my lack of like visioning or my lack of forethought, but I never really thought about that stuff. Like, man, it would be great to have a trip into Europe someday or, you know, it never really interests me.
I not only have a trip to Europe on my list, very specific. I want to go to Europe for a purpose, and my goal is to drive on the Autobahn in a sports car.
Okay, no, that would be fun, I suppose. Yeah, that would be great. I guess I just never really thought about it. I don't think about that stuff for some reason.
Well, I guess you have to have a brain in order to...
Yeah, well, right, you have to actually have some forethought past, like, a week, I guess.
Yeah, you're a little more spur of the moment type of person.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's what I'm trying to, where I'm going. As I just like when things come up,
yeah,
you know,
no,
I'm notorious for like, you know, my buddy's like, hey, you wanna I feel like, you know, I feel like coffee and beignets.
When I drive to New Orleans.
Like, well, let's go and get them. And we just drove to New Orleans.
Yeah.
Right? So, you know, like on a Wednesday.
I've got a little bit of that spontaneity too, but I'm also very much a dreamer. I like to daydream and think about, what if we could do this or what if we could do that? And not only doing the spontaneous things, but also thinking about things that I want to do. And really, let's be honest, the stuff that's on my list that I haven't done yet, the majority of it costs money that I don't have right now.
Yeah, so. Well, that's the other thing too is, you know, I've never really had a disposable income. You know what I mean? Like, so some of that's a month trip to Europe is not never really been in the cards for me, I guess. Not only financially, but like time wise, I've always had jobs where like, if I don't work, I don't get paid.
Right.
You know, so taking a month off means I lose a month of income, which then perpetuates the problem of not having enough money to go.
Right.
Right. So anyway, so, I have some stuff that I would love to do someday.
All right.
So I guess that's bucket list items. I would love to go to London and sit in some of like the jazz clubs and some of the coffee shops, you know, where like writers that I've studied my whole life hung out. You know, I think that would be cool. I'd love to go to Paris and hang out where the expats hung out, Hemingway and Stein and all those guys.
So your European vacation ties more around authors and writers and poets.
Yeah, and stuff that I've studied my whole life.
Nerd.
You know, I'm sure, you know, we would see all the touristy stuff too. I probably wouldn't be going alone. You know, seeing all the touristy stuff would be fine, but I'm also one of these type of people who when they go places, I don't necessarily gravitate towards the touristy type of stuff. I always usually hang out at, you know, like a coffee shop or a bar, and it's usually like a local type of joint or something like that, you know? So that kind of stuff's up. And Route 66 has always been on my list. All the road trips I've done in my life, we've touched parts of Route 66, the whole length of it.
That one I think we're going to do. You and I need to figure out how to do that.
But I've never driven the whole length, you know? So that's definitely on my bucket list. I know some people take bucket lists very seriously.
Right.
So, like, they have a list of things that they add to and then tick off that they are going to do before whatever certain age or before they die or whatever it is. I don't tack a bucket list up, you know, next to my nightstand or anything. So,
well, I think I'm going to keep mine up here because I always think about my family thinks I have ADHD and not. To make light.
Just your family?
Just
your family thinks that?
I may or may not have undiagnosed ADHD.
Oh, yeah.
However,
I think not to make light of it, my daughter's been diagnosed, but I think the only reason you haven't been diagnosed with ADHD is because you haven't gone to the doctor to get diagnosed with ADHD. Yeah, ring that bell.
I'm learning about this because my daughter, my oldest, is convinced she has it too. But with my hyper focus, I have the ability, or I call it a superpower, to zero in on something for a period of time and then forget all about it for like a long forever. So. So I think of all these cool things like, I want to do this. And I've basically got it planned out, the whole trip planned out. I've picked the place I want to stay. And then I forget all about it. And I'm like, what did you think I was doing?
10 years go by and you're like, that's what I wanted
to do. So now that I've got the list, I think having the list in front of me is going to allow me to maybe realize some of this stuff. So,
all right.
We talked about Route 66. I talked about the Autobahn, talked about hitting all 50 states.
So how many states have you visited?
I think at my last count, I was around 30. So I've got a ways to go.
I never like consciously thought. Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
By visit a state, I mean more than just touchdown
drive
or spend. Well, driving through is fine as long as you make one significant stop.
Sure.
In the state,
like see one.
Yeah.
Thing tied to the state.
Yeah.
Or, you know.
Yep.
Spend some money in the state, more than just gas and snacks.
Not just in the airport. where you're
where you're
have a layover or something or change planes. I didn't consider, I had been through Vegas one time prior to my trip a couple of years ago, but I didn't really count it as, you know, that checked off my bucket list because I didn't really do the Vegas experience. So
I counted up. So my mom is now, this has become her thing, right? Every time we talk, she's like, when are you going to take me to New Orleans so I can say I've been to Louisiana? So she always has me count and I can never remember my number, but I think I'm about, like, I think I have, like, 12 left, and they're chunked. So a lot of, like, the Northwest I haven't visited.
Same.
And, like, the Dakotas, that area, I haven't really spent time. So that's where a lot of mine is. And then some of the, I mean, you know, out east, there's, like, you know, every time you take six steps, it's a new state. So there's some of those speckled in.
I've got most of the east of the Mississippi. I've got almost all of those done. My big ones are like out west, and then of course Alaska and Hawaii. So
yeah, I haven't done Alaska and Hawaii. My mom did Alaska, I think, a year ago, and she has her trip booked to Hawaii, so she's super excited.
That's
about
awesome.
It. Anyway, all right, so all 50 states. I mean, you know, I'm young yet. That could be definitely a bucket list thing for me. What else is on your list?
So the next bucket list, it kind of goes in tandem. I want to own another Mustang. I want to.
Yeah. Yeah. You miss your Mustang.
I do. I had those of you who don't know, I did have a Mustang car that I drove year round. I put snow tires on in the winter, drove it all year, and traded it in about 4 years ago, right before Natalie started high school, because I was doing dad taxi duty, where
can't fit a lot of kids in a Mustang.
Right, in one, you know,
friends and
Yeah, so I ended up having her and maybe three or four of her friends that I took to school almost every day. But yeah, I traded
and you didn't
it
want
in.
To get a trailer for them.
Right, exactly. So got rid of the Mustang and I really want to get another one, and I think I will at some point, but I think it's going to be a few years yet.
Have you seen the new electric Mustang?
I have, not really interested.
It's like an SUV.
Yep.
It's not really even a Mustang.
Not interested at all. All
right. So, well, it solves your dad taxi problem.
Yeah.
Now that you don't need to do it anymore.
The other one tied to that is when I had my car, I always wanted to take it to the drag strip, specifically down in Union Grove.
And sure, yeah.
Because most drag strips allow you to, they usually have spectator a couple drag nights a week where you run your own car. And I never did it because I was still making payments on it, and the insurance doesn't cover if you were to wreck at a drag strip.
That is officially racing, and the insurance will not cover that.
So at some point, I think I would like to actually have a drag car, or maybe not have a drag car, but do a pass or two on an actual strip.
All right, we can make that happen.
Yeah,
that's much easier than going to London.
Yes, that actually is. We could just go, you know, an hour down the road here, and we've got a drag strip down there. But I'm not going to do it with the Explorer. That's boring.
You could.
But yeah.
Well, we can. I know some people. We might be able to find you a drag car, like a souped up, you know, semi-professional drag car to.
Oh, that would be awesome!
You know, we'd have to probably butter you up and shoehorn you in there.
Yeah, that might
throw a helmet on you and be.
That might be a problem. Finding a helmet might be a problem with my giant fat
head. Yeah,
your head.
Yeah. No, they make them that big. They're rare, but they make them that big.
Yeah.
I think even with that, like, I think if you are under a certain time for whatever kind of car you have, you don't have to have a roll cage.
Right.
You don't have to have all that stuff. I also don't think you need to wear like Nomex, you know, the race suit and stuff. So I think it's just a helmet and a license and a car.
Yep.
And you sign a waiver.
Exactly. Sign your life
and away you go. Right. And away you go. That would be fun. We can get I think we can make that happen.
All right. Let's
talk about that. Now think about the episode we could have with you and a drag strip. Not that kind of drag, people. Don't get your hopes up. Talking about cars here. Yeah. All right. What else you got on your list? My list, I have two lists. I have like the realistic list, like, you know, go to London, go to France, you know, Route 66, that kind of thing. And then I have like my here's the bucket list I never knew I wanted, but I
Let's do a couple of those.
They all revolve around the last 2 years.
Okay.
Of my life. I never realized I wanted to on a bucket list. I never realized I wanted to stay indoors for an entire year.
Well, you nailed that one.
I did, and it was great. Like this whole getting shoes and real pants on and going to a job thing, I forgot how awful that was. Yeah. Again, you know, I'll be scheduling the next pandemic. I'll give you guys a year or so, and then you know, then we'll go back to
house arrest.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Let's not.
Along those same lines, I didn't realize I wanted to wear pajamas full time. until I did.
Yeah.
I mean, that should be on everybody's bucket list. For 300 days straight, only wear your pajamas.
Well, along those lines, I think I can count the number of times I've worn long pants in the last 18 months on one hand.
You probably counted the last time you wore long pants and in the last 18 years on two hands.
That's probably true.
Do you own like 4 pair of like actual like slacks?
Yeah, I've got like...
And like 100 pair of athletic shorts?
Yeah.
Is that how your closet rolls?
Three pairs of slacks, 2 pairs of jeans, and athletic shorts.
A million pair of athletic shorts.
Yep, pretty much. That's pretty much it.
That's pretty much as long as I've known you. It's been like that, right?
Yeah. I like to be comfortable, man.
I don't blame you. I'm good with that.
And
I'm wearing my pajama pants right now.
I got real quickly to the point where what I wore and how I presented really didn't matter too much to me. I wanted to be comfortable.
Yeah, I got to that place pretty quick, too. The other thing, we all know, all our listeners know how much I hate people. Right? So I didn't realize it was on my bucket list, but I spent like 10 months only seeing my family and nobody else.
That is not on my bucket list for sure.
It is awesome. I loved it. Like, I didn't have to deal with anybody else.
Yeah.
Except the people that are in this house. And, you know, we had our spats. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, of course.
But they're way nicer to me than the rest of the world.
Well, they have to be.
I'm not putting the reasons out there. I'm just saying that's what happened. All right, what do you got on your bucket list? I got a couple more.
All right, I've got a lot of my stuff revolves around driving. I mean, we talked about the Autobahn.
Yeah, I do love driving.
Route 66 and the drag strip. The other one I have tied to driving is, you remember the movie The Cannonball Run?
Oh, yeah, I do.
I have been fascinated with that. That movie was like defines me in some way. I can't reiterate how much that movie impacted my life. Seeing those characters do that run just has been fascinating to me, and I've really wanted to do it. And I come to find out, and this is
they have an
as
official...
an adult, I realize that it's actually based on a true race. They
it
do
is.
A cannonball run race.
Yeah. So here's the originally it was this like coast to coast thing, right?
Yep.
You know, fastest. Get to coast to coast. And there's a whole culture now on YouTube with different YouTube channels and that they build special cars full of gas tanks.
Yeah.
This like not legally.
Right. I saw a guy that put in a special tank into the bed of his pickup.
Yeah.
That allowed him to drive nonstop coast to coast.
Right.
Where
so,
he
right.
was like And he drilled a hole in the floor, and he would pee through the hole in the floor.
Yeah. There's guys that, like, and they you know, there's a whole, like, there's all these, like, they've done all the research, like, what car gets pulled over the least, you know, and they you know, so they did it in, like, a, you know, 1992 Toyota Corolla or something. But, you know, like, new engine, all, you know, decked out, gas tanks welded to every possible nook and cranny, and they figure out they have to average like 94 miles an hour in order to beat whatever time is out there. So they, you know, they go 130 through half the states, and
see
a couple of states. They it so there's this whole culture of like the Cannonball Run.
And it's super expensive, though. To actually participate right. in the race itself, it's super expensive. So,
well, to do it illegally, it's super expensive because you got to do the car. But there is a sanctioned Cannonball Run.
Yeah.
You know about this?
Yes.
Yeah, it's called the One Lap of America now. My dad and his buddy used to do it every year.
Okay.
And it's like sponsored by Tire Rack and Road and Track.
Is that the one where it's timed, where you're timed between the checkpoints
yep.
and you've got to
it's
come
like
in
a rally, so, yep.
within a certain amount of the time? Yeah, I've seen the rallies. Yep. There is a Cannonball Run as well. But yeah, I've seen the rallies where they basically time you and you can't be too much ahead of that time.
Yeah, or you lose points.
You lose points yep. because you're speeding. They don't want you speeding. They want you obeying
the laws. So what they do for the One Lap of America, which is the original, it's, you know, the original Cannonball, sanctioned Cannonball Run, is they go from racetrack to racetrack to racetrack. So you drive across country to a racetrack, and then you do like three laps, and you get yeah. timed, and then you go drive to the next racetrack, and you have to fall within a certain amount of time. So, like, my dad and his friend would drive like bat out of hell and then get there like 4 hours early and stop before the checkpoint and, like, sleep for 3 hours and then pull into the racetrack somewhat on time, you know, that kind of thing. So they did it. They did that for years. They did it in all kinds of different cars. They, you know, they were never – now there's, like, factory-sponsored teams and stuff. They were never a factory team, but they finished, like, I think fourth or fifth overall 1 year, and it's a pretty cool deal. It would be fun to do, but it's, like, super intense, man. You, like –
Yeah,
you don't sleep for a week,
yeah.
basically, you know, that kind of thing. But it would be fun to do.
That's why
sure.
you got to have a good team. I think in something yep. like that, you got to have at least a team of two, maybe even a team of three.
Yeah, I think they, well, depending on what car you take, right?
Right.
You don't have two is all you get.
Right.
Like they, for years, they took like some souped up Nissan 300ZX twin turbo thing, or they had a BMW 1 year. My dad and his friend and his friend's son did it 1 year, the three of them. So I think it would be great. Super fun to do.
I would like to do something, maybe not exactly like that, but there are other rallies where you have to go
sure.
to different, almost like
checkpoints.
A scavenger hunt type thing.
Yep.
I think something like that would be awesome. And I think
yeah,
be
so
a lot
like,
of fun.
You know, the racing my dad does, the SCCA, the amateur racing, they have like a division, a rally division where you can do that. And they do them all over the country. There's tons of them in the Midwest. It's been a big in the Midwest for a long time. I remember doing them as a kid with my dad. And they used to, like, tape over your gas cap, like your gas door.
Yeah.
Because you could only, and then they would fill you up with just the amount of gas you should need to finish the rally and then tape over your gas door. And if you showed up with that seal broken, they'd take points off, you know, if you got off track.
Oh.
And you used too much gas.
Yeah.
So there's all kinds of different types of rallies, timed, obviously, all kinds of cool stuff that.
Well, let's find one. I think
all right,
we can do that. We can
do
one of those together, I think. That'd be fun.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
If we get
so
one.
I'm writing my Two Beards Please bucket list.
Yes.
No, we got
well,
right. So we have Nate in a drag car.
And
I got
we gotta get signage for when we do that. Two Beards Please signage.
Oh yeah.
Because that's
Nate
actually
in drag car, Route 66, and rallies. All right.
That's actually next on my bucket list is having our show go viral. I would love to have that happen.
I don't know how we, okay.
It's a dream. I don't know how we realize that. I think we just
to
need
me
to keep...
that seems okay. Like that's not a bucket list item because we don't have a ton of control over it.
Right. That's true. That's why we need all of our listeners to help
right.
me realize
Tell,
my bucket
yeah,
list.
To help Nate realize his lifelong dream of being TikTok famous.
So that said, I've got some things coming here that is going to be. I'm going to keep it a little bit of a surprise. I'm going to keep it under wraps until I launch
it.
We will both
be keeping all of our clothes on,
yes.
So don't get your hopes up.
We're not doing an OnlyFans. No.
Not yet.
We will be having some additional content that we will be able to create for TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube that will be more interesting than just looking at our ugly mugs. Let's put it that way.
Well, that pretty much encompasses just about everything
that is true.
Ever done in the history of time. But okay. Way to narrow it down, Nate. Good job.
All right. What else is on your list?
The one big thing that I never knew I needed in my life, but should have been on a bucket list from day one, is getting fast food delivered to my doorstep.
DoorDash.
Like DoorDash, Grubhub, what is it, Uber Eats?
Yeah.
That is the greatest thing ever.
So you...
It facilitates my bucket list of never leaving my house.
That is true. So excuse, you got... I probably should have dumped
and
this
groceries.
In.
Groceries delivered to my house.
I probably should have dumped this in sooner, but my voice is cracking a little bit here and there. I'm just getting over a cold. Not COVID, but it is a cold. We had a cold running around our house, so... I've got a little bit of
catch it
catchy voice. Yeah. So yes, groceries. I've been having groceries delivered for 2 years and it's the best thing ever. I do food delivery. I haven't done DoorDash or Grubhub or anything like that, but you get some interesting stuff show up at your house when you order.
Yeah. We need to do an episode, DoorDash, Grubhub food delivery episode.
Okay.
I have so many stories.
All right. I don't, but I actually have some for the groceries we could probably
Something. Like when they have to substitute something.
Yeah, yeah.
For what? Yeah, we have a lot of those stories too.
So
that's another item on my list here.
All right.
I also had an item that something that you've actually done most of the time I've known you is not wearing socks.
Yes.
For a full year, yeah. I think you've probably gone more than a year stretch without socks at times.
Yeah, it's been a while. I mean, I will put them on if I'm going out of the house for longer than 10 minutes. Like if I'm going
to
be my feet or, at work I wear socks. Yeah, but yeah, this is something.
Not when you work from home, though.
No, not when I work from home. I'm barefoot 100% of the time working from home. I love it.
All right. Anyway, what else you got on your list?
All right. I actually have a couple serious ones that this one's been on my list forever.
Okay.
For as long as I remember. I love polar bears. Polar bears are kind of my...
Are they your spirit animal?
Favorite animal. I don't say spirit animal because I don't know that I... Number one, I don't buy into that. Number two, I don't want to appropriate Native American culture. So I'm going to say stay away from calling it a spirit animal. But I have a high affinity for polar bears. And I think it started with when I was collecting Coca-Cola stuff.
Sure.
And I just kind of progressed into polar bear stuff. But there is a company, actually a couple different companies in Churchill, Manitoba, in Canada. On Hudson Bay, it's on the edge of, I think it's on the southern edge of Hudson Bay in Manitoba. They offer tours where you can go out on the tundra in this huge tundra buggy, which it's literally, the tires
like
are 8 feet tall, and it's like a school bus, a reinforced school bus on these huge tires, and they take you out there, and you're able to experience the polar bears out in their environment. You can either do a day trip out there or you can actually spend the night out there. And with the polar bears. And that
doesn't seem like any fun to me, Nate.
Oh, I would love that.
Don't polar bears eat people?
They do. If you're unfortunate to be caught.
If you're large and have a lot of meat on you.
Yeah, you look like a big
steady
walrus.
steady diet of like sweets and fatty foods for most of your life. Yeah, I can't see why that would be a problem.
Yeah, no, they are very careful.
You feed a polar bear family for a week.
I don't think that they've had any fatalities with people getting eaten by the polar bear from this company.
No polar bear eatings? All right, well, you should, whatever company you choose, that should be one of your first questions.
Yes, so they also
How many people on your trips have been eaten by polar bears?
They also have like lodges where you can actually stay in the lodge and the polar bears literally come right up to the lodge or right by the lodge. But it's literally, I mean, it's like iron gate fence in front of it.
None of that seems fun to me at all.
Yeah.
None of it.
First
of all, you're going to sleep on the frozen tundra. And
yes.
I'm not talking about like Green Bay frozen tundra
like
football field. I'm talking about actual frozen tundra.
Yeah. Yep.
I mean, there's an awful lot of nature or lack of out there, and there's polar bears.
Yep. That's one of my bucket list ideas.
It's weird that like your biggest bucket list item is like going to sleep in the frozen tundra of the polar bears, and I'm like, I just want to sit in a coffee shop in London. Yeah. So we're definitely the same person.
The other thing that, yeah, definitely. The other thing that I have on my list, I think I've got two more.
All right.
I want to travel by train somewhere.
Have you ever traveled on a train? Like a long distance travel on a train? I think we talked about this before.
I have not.
We talked about this on some past episodes. So if you haven't listened to it yet, go listen to all of our past episodes and find where we talked about this and we'll wait for
you. Welcome back.
I just encompassed them all. Does that count as one joke or 65 jokes?
65. Good
Perfect.
Job. So, anyway. No, I've not traveled distance by train. I think the longest I went was coming back from Michigan to Wisconsin via the Amtrak.
The Hiawatha?
I don't think Hiawatha runs between Chicago and Milwaukee. Yeah, I've taken that a few times. Yeah. But no, I've never done the, you know, get your own private room type thing.
Sure.
And ideally, I'd like to do something like historic, like the Orient Express or something like that, where it means something to it. But, you know, realistically, I probably won't be doing that. It'd probably be something like where, you know, I take a train out west through Montana and Pacific Northwest, that type of thing.
So I've done the train a couple of times in my life. We did Wisconsin to Denver 1 year, and we didn't have like our own room. We, you know, still had seats or whatever, but it was, I don't know if they call it business class or what they called it. So there were like only two seats to a row and you had a lot of leg room, but they had like the observation car and the dining car and all of that stuff. It was pretty cool. It gets to be really long. One thing that I didn't realize, I was a kid, but one thing I didn't realize as a kid was, like, I thought it was going to be super cool because we were going to get on the train in Milwaukee and get off the train in Denver, and we were just going to see the country. What I didn't realize was that you stop in Milwaukee and Kenosha and Chicago.
Different stops.
So it's like, stopped a million times between Milwaukee and Denver.
And then
it was pretty cool.
Sleeping through a lot of it too, right?
Oh yeah, for sure. For sure.
Yeah, for me it would be more about the experience and what you see during the daytime. That would be, and I would probably want to get my own car.
That's what I would do now too, for sure.
I think I don't know.
Well, we could make that happen. Cross country train trip.
Yeah, that's not super cheap though.
No, it's cheaper than it used to be.
I don't know about that.
Okay.
But, yeah, we'll find something.
All right. What else? What's the last thing on your bucket list?
So with the trains, something that you have to be prepared. If you're with people, it's easier than going solo. Because going solo, you get your phone, you can watch a movie, you could read a book. With people, you could maybe play cards, shoot the breeze, probably make it a little bit more enjoyable. Like if the four of us went, I think that'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, last thing on my list is tied to live shows. I want to do some live shows.
Oh.
Both with this show.
You want to go to live shows or
perform?
Perform live
shows. Yeah, I want to perform some live show for our podcast and also for my band that I started kicking off before COVID, and it just kind of went nowhere because we all got under house arrest for a year and a half. So I want to get back into that, you know, playing some music and I want to play my goal is at least have one show that we play out somewhere. If it gets
that's easy
to be more than that, great, but if not, I want to do just at least one show.
All right, we can make that happen.
So
that's an easy one.
What else is on your list?
Not a lot. I don't have think or have specific things like that.
So let me ask you this. I've got a question for you then.
Yeah.
Would the Mile High Club be on your list?
No. I mean, I can barely fit in that bathroom alone. Man, like, there's no way.
So the reason I brought this up is I saw something.
Yeah, what do I need to know here?
Something on TikTok the other day that they have an offering in Vegas where you can rent time in this plane and they'll take you up.
And you don't have to cram yourself into the bathroom? There's like a bedroom on the plane?
No, it's basically just one big bed in the cabin of this plane. The pilot's closed off on his headset, you know, talking with ground control. And you're in the back joining the club. And then they land. It's like 30 minutes. I didn't know. Yeah. I don't know how much it was, but I can't believe it
still doesn't
be cheap.
Appeal to me.
No, I don't.
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I don't want to shock listeners, but my wife and I can do that for free in our bedroom. So I think I'll just stick.
So,
or anywhere else in the house for that matter.
I think the other thing.
Providing
too,
the kids aren't home.
The other
so,
thing,
again,
too, is that renting your own plane to do it kind of takes away from the whole point of.
Yeah, it's the like
the club,
it's
right?
The, like
it's
you could get caught.
The taboo,
right? That's
yeah.
the excitement of it.
I guess
for some
I don't
people.
Know. It just doesn't resonate with me. But I brought it up kind of as a joke because I saw that. TikTok
yeah, no,
the other
I'm
day,
definitely so. Not on my bucket list. We could do a whole show of things that aren't on our bucket lists. That might be fun.
Yes. So
I mean, I really don't have anything else. I just feel like those of you that have known Nate and I for a while. Or have just experienced us through this podcast. You know, both of us sort of just do stuff. Like, you know, we're not real shy about just going on a road trip or
making it happen.
Getting a crazy idea and making it happen. You know, money restrictions aside, if I want to have beignets at Cafe du Monde, I just figure out a weekend I can drive to New Orleans, you know? So, or like, you know, if I want to go see Yosemite, or I would never want to do that, but
that's a lot of walking.
See something that, yeah you know, if I want to go see a show somewhere, you know, I just do it. So
yeah, that's all right. I think you have enough. We'll focus on mine then if you're not
well. I mean, I'd love to help people achieve their bucket lists.
Yeah.
For sure. Well, and now that we have all these Two Beards Please bucket list things, I feel like
we've got a few
that
we can focus on. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, before we end the show here, I want to do a call out. Normally, we put in a promo for somebody from our network.
Yeah. Yep.
I'm not going to do a promo today where we're not going to play a show promo, but I want to shout out our friend Kaylee. She's on the other side of the house with our Titan
yeah.
Media Collective. She's
yep.
part of the streaming community. So if
yep.
you or somebody you know likes to watch people play video games, Kaylee
or just likes to have fun.
Right. Kaylee does a show on Twitch. I don't know. She's regularly on there. I don't know the exact schedule, but I know on Mondays she actually plays Among Us with listeners and
yep.
people
yep.
that she follows. So she goes by Kaylee Salad. That's K-A-H-L-E Salad on Twitch.
Twitch.
And you can find her. Go to TitanMediaCollective.com, and you can find her there as well. So
a lot of fun. A lot
yep.
of fun.
Yep. She's good people. So go check her out.
There you go. Good people. Yes.
And speaking of good people, we'd like to thank everybody, all of our listeners, for being good people. We do have
all
some.
All good people but one.
Yeah, Josh. He left us a voicemail, by the way.
I know he did.
I've got a couple of them, too. We got a voicemail from my friend Paul at church. And I actually got a text from Paul's dad, Paul Sr., yesterday.
Ooh.
Who he texted me a picture of a chair he broke. He officially
yes,
joined the Fat Guy
club
yesterday.
Fantastic.
So welcome, Paul Sr.
Yes.
So thank you, everybody, for listening. We appreciate all the feedback, the likes, the comments, the shares. Send your friends to find us on our website, twobeardsplease.com.
You can find us on all the social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at twobeardsplease.
Yep. And you can call and leave us a voicemail, like Josh and Paul did.
Yeah. What's the phone number?
262-345-7076.
Let me take the crayon out of my nose.
Again,
what's
that
the phone number again?
262-345-7076.
Give us a call. Be funny. Or be Josh.
Yep. And once I get those edited up and pulled off of our voicemail, we may play those on the air next time.
We'll have some listener feedback episode soon.
Yep. Sounds good. All right.
All right, everybody.
Be good to each other. Be kind.
Don't be a dick.
Talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye.
Support for Two Beards Please is provided by Turn Hall Financial Group. In order to better represent their reach to a wider range of communities, Cedarburg Associates has changed its name, but still sees money as a tool, rather than a goal, for serving God, family, and community. Find out more by contacting Turn Hall Financial Group at 262-421-5467, or by emailing Turn Hall Financial Group, that's T-U-R-N-H-A-L-L, Financial Group, at thrivent.com.
That was a Titancast episode.